The Mishnah in Brachos and Davchav Amud Aleph tells us that Noshim Achayiv V'chayovim B'tefil Mezuzu B'rikas Hamazon. And the Gemara says the reason they're Chayiv in Tefillah, the Rach Mininu. Mao the Tema Hog Sibi Erevok V'tzorayim Kmitz Asyash Asman Gramadami. So Kamashma left the Chayiv. I would have thought that they should be Potter, because since you have to daven Shachris, Mincha, and Avis, different times, it should be considered Zman Grama. So since it's Rachme, and women also have to beseech Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy, so therefore they're Chayiv. The Rambam is of the opinion in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says that davening each day is a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam is the Rishon who thinks that davening every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as opposed to the Ramban, who says that it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, only in times of crisis. That's the Parshim Pahaloscha, or Tzar HaTzora Eschem, is there an obligation to daven midiraisa, but every day's obligation is only d'rabbanan. But the Rambam says that it's d'oraisa. Mitzvah aser l'spal b'chol yom, shenema v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, mipi Hashmu olamnu shavodu zu hi tefila, shenema ula'avdu b'chol avavkim, amu chacham ezu hi avodu shebelev, Zu tefila. And then the Ram says, "V'ein minyan hatefilas min haTorah, v'ein mishnah tefilas zos min haTorah, v'ein letefilas man kavua min haTorah." But the text of the tefila and the times are not d'oraisa, and therefore the Ram says in Halacha Beis, "Lefikach noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tefila, lefishi mitzvah aser shelo hazman grama, elachiv mitzvah zu." Therefore, women are obligated because it's not Zman Groma, because every day there's an obligation. And then the Ram, when it defines the mitzvah, says, Elachiv mitzvah zu hi kachi she'od mischanen u'mispal b'chol yom u'magish shvachu shal kodesh baruch hu v'achar kach shol tzvachav shu tzorach lehem b'vakoshu b'tchina v'achar kach nosin shevach v'odor l'Hashem l'tova shishpir lo kol echad l'fi kocho. The Ram says that there's no text midiraisa. However, the tripartite structure of Shevach, Bakosh, and Hador, Reb Chaim pointed out from the Rambam, it seems that that is diraisa. The text itself, the brachas and so on, those are not diraisa. Everybody has to daven in midiraisa as best he can in his own phraseology, but it must be in the structure of first Shevach, praise, then Bakosha, then beseeching Kodesh Baruch Hu, petition, and then Hodor, thanks. So the Ram says the reason women are obligated is because it's not Zman Groma, because they're obligated to daven every day. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, Noshim Vavodim Afapi Shit Pturim Mikriya Shema, Chayovim Betfila Bimnei Shim Mitzis Ashi Shalo Hazman Grover. And the Mogen Avram there in Simon Kufav, Sifkot and Beis, Mogen Avram says that according to the Rambam, the Rambam says that the reason women are obligated, that since it's Mitzis Shalo Hazman Grover, even though the Drabonon is Man Groma, Shachris, Minchin, Marif. Therefore, women are only obligated, argues the Morgan Avram, to daven on the deraisa level, because that's not Man Groma. But they're not obligated to daven every day, Shachris, Minchin, and Marif, because that, says the Morgan Avram, indeed is Man Groma. And therefore, women can be Yoitse with whatever text they say, and any brocha or any krechts, so to speak, that they say, that's sufficient. And Mogen Avraham says that's why we don't find that women daven every day. Reb Chaim disagreed with what the Mogen Avraham says, because he said, based on the Ram that we just quoted in Halacha Beis, that there is a specific text, midiraisa, for tefillah, not the brachas that were instituted by Natchek Neshodol. That's for sure is only drabonin, but that the tripartite division of Shevach, Bakosh, Hodor is midiraisa, And that's an essential ingredient in the mitzvah of tefillah. And therefore, contrary to what the Mogen Avraham said, argued Reb Chaim, women have to have a, if they, to be yoytze even on the deraisa level, it requires a tefillah that is, that has that structure of shevach bakasha v'hodo. Now, the Shagas Arya says, the Shagas Arya himself, this is in Shagas, the end of Simon Yud Beis, and the Shagas Arya says also he disagrees with the Mogen Avraham. And he says, that he asked that the Gemara says that the reason women are obligated is not because it's not Zman Groma. The Gemara says the reason they're obligated is because it's Rachme. So apparently, at least even on the Drabonon level, women should be obligated to daven Shachris and Mincha. Mishnah Brura says, this is in Simon Kufav, that Nashim should, women should daven, are only obligated to daven Shachris and Mincha, because that's a Tfilas Chiyuv, as opposed to Tfilas Avish, which is Tfilas Rishush. Therefore, women are not, never accepted upon themselves to daven Mariv. The Aruch HaShulchan there disagrees, and it says that women, just like men accept upon themselves to daven Mariv, even though it initially was, even though it's a Tfilas Rishus, women should also daven Mariv every day and should be obligated to daven Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. And the Rav was of the opinion that that was also, like the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav would say that women should daven every day, Shachris, Mincha, including Mariv as well. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, on the Rif here, the second Perek, he asks, Tema hu ala minig, shenogu b'chol ha'olam, shanostim espalos b'shal l'shonish, shekem shechayovis b'tfila, lo hayalem l'spalo, Ella b'loshen ha'kodesh. So it's clear from the Rabbeinu Yonah that women are obligated to daven, and they should daven the text itself. And he says even that therefore the preferable text is to daven as Chazal instituted b'loshen ha'kodesh. But it's clear from the Rabbeinu Yonah that women should daven the text that Chazal instituted. Just a proof to against the Mogen Avraham, I'd want to just cite the Yalkut Shimoni says that it says about Tefilas Chana, Vatispalo Chana, Umikan Lamedim Shinoshim Chayovis Betfila, Shikin Chana Haisim Ispalelas Yutches Brachas. So you see from that the Yalkut Shimoni that Chana was the model of Tefila. And is the model therefore that women are obligated. And Chana, as the Yalkut says, used to daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, Mispalelas Yudches Brachos. So this is contrary to the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. I just want to add one thing to what the Rav said about the Tefillah of Chana, a very beautiful insight. He said, why is it that, you know, Chana prayed for a child? She was barren, she had no children, and ultimately, Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to this tefillah, and she became the mother of Shmuel HaNavi. And the question is, you know, undoubtedly, Chana every day would pray for a child. Why was it that at this time Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to her tefillah and granted her a child? And the Rav said, because all the years that Chana was barren and was childless, she shared that burden with her husband, Elkanah, and they would always pray for a child. But this time, when Elkanah told Chana, am I not better to you than 10 children? Chana realized that Elkanah had given up any hope of ever having a child from her. And therefore now this burden that she had shared previously with her husband, and this hope that she shared in tefillah with her husband, Now she realized that he had given up any hope of having a child from her. And therefore, in her utter loneliness, she prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu for a child, and that tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to and answered. Now, the Rambam says, returning to this, the Rambam says that one is that Kriya Shema, reason women are obligated, is because it's mitzvah asheh shelo hazman grama. The question is, but each day there's an obligation, there's a new mechayev to daven. So who says that the obligation, which actually is the position of the Shagash, that Zman Grama is linked to a break in time, since every day is a new mitzvah of tefillah, and there's new mechayev, that itself should make it Zman Grama. And the Rav brought a raya, a haraya, that as it relates to tzitzis, that tzitzis is considered a mitzvah asher says Zman Grama, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Notam, that the reason tzitzis is called Zman Grama, as we know, is because the mitzvah applies only during the day and not at night. But according to Rabbi Notam, the mitzvah applies if it's a beged yom, you're chayiv even balayla. So there is a mitzvah that, namely of tzitzis, there's no break in time. Because if it's a beged yom, you're chayiv by yom ubalayla. And if it's a beged layla, you're put even by yom. But on the tzad that, you know, you're wearing a beged yom, there's no break in time. So you see that Zman Grama is not because there's necessarily a break in time, a time of Chiv and a time of Ptur. It's because it's linked to the Zman, and the Zman is Mechayiv. And in this case, the Beged, Yom, the Mechayiv is because it's linked to the Zman of Yom, the nature of the Beged, but it's not because there's a break in time. So then the question is, why is Tefillah considered Zman Grama? Why is tefillah not considered Zman Grama? After all, there's no break in time. Every day there's a new mitzvah. So the Rav said that he heard from his father, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that Rav Moshe said that that tefillah, even though the mechayev every day is a new chiyuv, but the mitzvah of tefillah of amida lifnei hashchina and being mispalt to Kadosh Baruch Hu is an overarching mitzvah, and the kiyum therefore is not time linked. It transcends that. It's the essence of the religious experience, and therefore it's a mitzvah tmidis, and therefore women are also obligated, and therefore it's not considered Zman Grama. So the Rav said that he asked his father then what, according to why is, according to those Rishonim, or I shouldn't say according to the case of Mishnah's opinion, that this is the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can say Birkas Kriya Shema with the brachas all day, that the case of Mishnah assumes that the Rambam's opinion is B'shach Baruch Kubecha means that there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema all day. Just as B'shach B'cha means the entire night when people are abed, so also B'kumecha, when people get up, not just when they're waking up, but as the entire day that they're awake, they should be Chayim D'Oraisa. And the halacha that Til Gimel shows is only a Drabbanan. So according to that, then Kriya Shema should also be a mitzvah asay Shehazman Grama, because should not be considered mitzvah asher shezman grama, because the nature of the mitzvah kabbalas olam shemayim, even though day and night are separate mechayvim, but it's still an overarching mitzvah, namely kabbalas olam shemayim. By its nature, it's considered a mitzvah asher. it should be not considered much as Asher says Mangvama, because it's a mitzvah tmidus. As the Rambam includes it therefore in Ava, as he says in his introduction to the halachas of Sefer Ava, is b'chol hayom hi sichasi. It's something that these are mitzvahs that transcend time. So why is it considered zman gvama? So I think the answer. So the Rebbe said that he asked his father this. But I think the answer as relates to Krishma goes back to something which we said before from the Rav, Pamayim b'chol yom, that the mitzvah of Krishma of day and night are qualitatively different. The mitzvah of the day is Kabbalas Omach Shemayim in times of Ha'oris Panim, when things are going good. When we see all God's beneficence to us and concern, at that time also the Chesed Hashem requires accepting Kabbalas Omach Shemayim. At night is the time of challenge and difficulty. Night represents confrontation. So at that time also we need Emunah and Kabbalas Omach Shemayim and Bitochem in Hashem. As the Gemara says, according to the pasuk, "Lahagid baboker chastecha, the emunoscha balaylos." At night we need emunah. So the mitzvah Krishma and of Yom Valayla represent two dimensions of the mitzvah Kabbalah Shalom Shemayim. So the mitzvah of day is not the same as the mitzvah of night, and therefore, maybe that's why it's considered a mitzvah Kabbalah Shalom Shemayim, both by Yom and by Laila.